Right now it is time for us to go to theberkshireedge.com. That's right. They join us just about every week at this time, theberkshireedge.com, on air. And right now we have both Marcy and David with us. Good morning.
Good morning. We're floating on air. That's true.
That's right.
That's always good.
It is always good.
There's nothing wrong with floating.
Anyway.
There's nothing wrong with floating on air. All right, let us start off at the top of the list that you sent us, and that is the Searles Middle School.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Searles Middle School was on Bridge Street, right downtown in Great Barrington. It was one of these derelict old buildings that was no longer in use because the school, regional school district, when they created a regional school district, consolidated all the middle schools into one facility on the top of Monument Mountain and built a new, a brand new school. So the question has always been what to do with these older buildings. It's a common problem. In fact, we have two stories about that.
Actually. I was going to say, schools lead the list.
Well, we have schools, but
well,
we also have the Eagle Mill redevelopment over in Lee, which is also repurposing a derelict industrial complex. But in any case, in the case of the Searles Middle School, it was purchased by hotelier V.J. Mahita, and he's converted this into a really magnificent
plan.
He has a plan for converting this school into an 88-room hotel. And this has been sort of in the works for a while, and now he's going to go forward with it.
And the interesting thing about this is that this was an enormous controversy when he first proposed it. I mean, we were fairly new at the Edge. I think it was maybe our first year, and it was a huge controversy. People didn't want a hotel downtown. They were afraid there would be too much traffic. They felt there were enough hotels. He was also proposing a restaurant, and the restaurateurs were afraid that he was going to take away their business. I mean, there would be too much traffic downtown. It was, this went on for months, and then the Mahitas, they got it through. I mean, they kept changing their plans. So finally, the select board approved what they proposed. Then they didn't build, and it's been like 2 years, two maybe 3 years since this all happened. And they went on and worked on other projects. They have other projects that they're building.
They have one in a hotel in Pittsfield. They have another one in Lenox. So they've been busy.
Yeah, and then everybody wanted to know, why aren't you building?
This is after they put them through the ringer.
Really the ringer. Yeah. I mean, in the 5 years that we've been publishing, I think this was the most community-wrenching story that we have reported on. I mean, it was incredible. Comments, long comments about people discussing whether or not the town actually even had the right to limit the Mahitas as to what they were doing, that they were, well within the law proposing what they were planning. But at any rate, now they have finally come back to this, and they have changed it slightly. I mean, they've changed the look of the building, and they've also decided not to build a restaurant because there were enough restaurants in town. And now everybody's thrilled that the Mahitas are back and that they're going to build this hotel. So it's going to be very interesting in downtown Great Barrington because this is on a street called Bridge Street, which, 5 or 6 years ago was completely derelict. And now we have one very big construction project well underway, and it was the construction of the new Berkshire Co-op building and two buildings of luxurious condos right downtown, you know, near the big corner. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, right off the main corner of downtown Great Barrington. Then we have the Mojitos Hotel, and we also have what was formerly the Log Home site, which the Community Corporation, or the Community, what's it called?
Community Development Corporation
is trying to develop into a complex of homes and commercial activities. So suddenly, you know, the center of town could very well move to Bridge Street, which will be very interesting. But the whole point is to have people downtown, to have hotel guests downtown, to have people living downtown, so that the downtown remains lively and stores are viable. So we think that this is very exciting, and we're welcoming the Mojitos back. I'm sure there's going to be, you know, again, once they start construction, there's going to be a lot of comment. But so far, there's been no comment on this announcement. So maybe they did themselves a good, you know, good turn by waiting this long. People have forgotten. But, you know, as soon as I say that, there'll be comments. but it is, you know, we're looking forward to it.
All right, let's go on to the next story, and that is the Berkshire Regional School District and the smaller communities have agreed to begin merger talks. Now, that's a start. I mean, it probably is going to take a long, 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 long time.
Yeah. It's just, no talks have taken place. It's just that they have agreed to set up this.
Well, the representative of this, the problem is that the population of students is declined sufficiently so that there's not enough student population to support these two independent adjacent school districts. So the proposal has been made for the last couple of years that, well, why don't you just merge? But then, of course, it's like, if you merge, will there be two high schools? And if there's going to be only one high school, which is it? You know,
yeah.
And you have community loyalties and also there's the matter of this is a sprawling county, South County, and who's going to be, you know, the busing students from one corner of the district to another is difficult, and
the school buildings will have to be upgraded also.
Yeah, so this has been a kind of a dilemma for the two school committees, but they've really begun to talk, and representatives of the school committees have been appearing at each other's meetings now, just starting to really formally begin negotiations about how to merge these two districts, which is it's going to be interesting to see how the configuration of the public education here turns out. Not to mention the two administrations. How are they going to merge those? That will be interesting as well, because there are all kinds of political issues involved with that. Yeah, so it's an interesting, it's a sign of the kind of demographic shift, or the demographic present, actually, that this issue is exploring.
All right, we'll go on to the marijuana beat. I want to tell you, I got my car washed up in Great Barrington the other day, and even though the place is opened in Lee, the line in Great Barrington was as long, if not longer.
Were you in the line?
No.
I just was curious.
No.
I thought I saw you there.
Good buddy. A good buddy, when I get my car washed up there, a good buddy of mine, Ron Carson, works at WSBS. So I'll stop in and see him when he's working on the weekends. And
that's
right across the street.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's it doesn't look like the line's changed at all, even though the store opened up in Lee.
Yeah, no. It's interesting.
I know. Isn't it? Well, listen, I think there are a number of other outlets for marijuana are going to open in Great Barrington and in Sheffield. So,
aren't they pulling from different places at this point?
Pardon?
Aren't they pulling from different places at this point?
I think so.
I mean, I haven't seen the lines in Lee, but they are extremely well positioned right at the exit of the Mass Pike. So they can pull people from, you know, from east and west of Lee. It's very easy for somebody coming from New York State now to just go across the Mass Pike and get off in Lee, and Canada is right there.
But this story that you're referring to that we had this week is different. This is about in the little hamlet of Housatonic. There's a big gravel pit operation that has been sort of that in which an outfit called Fulcrum Enterprises is proposing to put 15 large greenhouses to grow marijuana, and also a processing plant in which they would process the product
and extract
oils. And this is just it's a huge project, but also it has aroused the fury of some Housatonic residents who are saying that this project, even though it's in an industrial zone, down a decline and in an industrial zone, they still say that it's ruining the neighborhood, you might say, and they're afraid about lights and from the facility and also odor from the greenhouses, which is apparently the one of the biggest issues.
And the processing plant.
So
I would think the
these are legitimate legitimate concerns. I mean, the people from Fulcrum Enterprises have addressed this. You know, in terms of, first of all, will it be unsightly? The place is unsightly now. What they're planning is to build some beautiful greenhouses, which they will hide behind trees, so it will look a lot better than it looks now.
Listen, I have to interrupt for a minute. I have to.
David has to.
I have to leave right now. I have to take my boy to school.
Okay.
So I will.
He's walking off the show. Okay, goodbye,
I'm
David.
I'm walking off the show. I really apologize, but I have to get Isaac. That's
all right. You've done your segment, and we will keep going.
Well, Marcy is
she's all ready to go.
Yeah.
Good luck with Isaac, and wish him a very good day.
Bye.
All right. So
anyway, so the it's very interesting to follow this marijuana story, because what they have said in terms of lights, for example, you know, it has to be behind a fence, and they have to prevent people from breaking in, and they will have security guards. And people were terrified that these lights were going to be on all night. So Fulcrum Enterprises has said is that these will be lights on, these will be motion sensor lights, and as long as nobody comes in, the lights will not go on. Of course, you know, you wonder what will happen if an animal walks by, because we are in the country. And the other thing about odor is that they have an engineer who has worked on this elsewhere, who says that, you know, the air that will be coming out of the plant and maybe also the greenhouses will be treated before it comes out with a chemical which removes the smell. So, of course, there's the concern about what is this chemical that's going into the air. So, and underlying all of this, we have the feeling that it's just, you know, it's a fear about too much marijuana in this area. So this also is going to be, I mean, a very interesting story to watch, because it's, you know, it's specific to the site, but it's a much larger issue about how people are feeling about marijuana. Now, we did have a young woman who was hit by a car about a month ago, who's still in a semi-coma. She's the daughter of a prominent businessman in Lee, and she was hit by a kid who was underage. I mean, he was not 21. And he was completely stoned on probably marijuana or cannabis of some sort. And I think this is the thing that is most frightening. It's not so much that we have marijuana for sale to people 21 and over, but it's the concern about young people having access to marijuana now more easily, and also what do we do about people who are stoned who are driving? So I think, you know, it's a kind of undercurrent to the whole marijuana issue. On the other hand, you know, what do you do about kids who drink?
Yeah, it's six of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah,
but there is a point where enough is enough, and I think really the Great Barrington area really is
saturated.
It will be saturated.
Right. Yeah.
But at which point, presumably, there will be some sort of consolidation.
Some sort of what?
Consolidation.
Yeah, well, I imagine they can't all survive.
This is universal law, but we'll just see how it works.
Yeah.
What's going on to the Eagle Mill redevelopment project?
Yes, right. Well, that's very exciting, and we've talked about this before. The Eagle Mills in Lee, and this is really going to be a beautiful project. This takes an old, you know, historic mill, which was an eyesore in town, and a developer named Jeff Cohen is turning it into a marketplace, you know, a kind of food hall and hotels and incubator spaces and other retail spaces. And he got the last piece of financing that he needs last week. It was $400,000 in state tax credits. Now, I don't begin to understand how these tax credits work, but at any rate, they had a big announcement that this really was the final piece, and now they're going to be able to go forward. And this is a situation, I mean, unlike Great Barrington, which is extremely resistant to anything new, I mean, the people in Lee are really embracing this, including the political leaders, because this is going to be a wonderful thing for Lee. It's going to be tastefully done, and it's going to really revitalize this little town, which, as we said before, is right at the entrance to an exit to the Mass Pike. So, and the town is looking forward to, you know, to more enterprise there. It's not resisting it at all.
All right, from the Eagle Mill, yeah, though, let's go on to the garden columnist, Judy Isakoff.
Isakoff, yeah. Well, Judy writes a regular column for us. She has four columns a month. Two have to do with gardening, and two have to do with the skies and constellation. And so she has written a new column on what to do in the, you know, how to use your garden in the last days of summer. And it's very interesting, and she's extremely knowledgeable and a gardener herself and writes very lovely articles. So, you know, I recommend that your readers take a look at that.
All right, and finally, a shout-out to your cultural reviewers.
Oh, we have had really a wonderful summer. I mean, we have terrific reviewers. I especially want to point out Eli and Carolyn Neuberger, who are, you know, who really set a new standard for music and dance reviews. They have been covering both Tanglewood and Jacob's Pill. And frankly, I don't know when these people sleep, because they go to a concert and they immediately turn around, or a performance, and they immediately turn around into a long and beautiful and thoughtful reviews. Carolyn draws. She sketches at the Pillow. She sketches in the dark. At Tanglewood, she does some preliminary drawings and fills them in. She doesn't sketch so much at Tanglewood. She'll go to a rehearsal. But if you look at and Eli is a retired pediatrician who also has a degree from Juilliard, He plays the tuba. He's an expert on jazz and classical music, and he has a band called Eli and the Hot Six, which is a jazz band. And Carolyn is a retired child psychologist who also draws and is also extremely knowledgeable. And so we have had really sensational reviews from them all summer long. We also have another reviewer named David Edwards, who has done, you know, again, wonderful music. He does music. We have theater reviews by both Peter Bergman and Dan Dwyer. And we also have a young dancer named Ruslan Sprague, who has done a... he used to do more for us, but this year he's only done one review of the Boston Ballet at Jacob Pillow, because he was trained by the Boston Ballet. So it was a very personal review and also very insightful. So, you know, we have been filled with reviews all summer long, and it's been, I am so proud of the kind of reviewing that we've been able to offer our readers.
And very quickly, about the Stormtrooper.
Yes. This is very funny. I was in downtown Great Barrington the other day, and I see this Star Wars Stormtrooper walking up and down the street. So I went up to him and asked him if I could take his picture and asked him who he was. And, you know, he said he is a Great Barrington resident who... just likes to make people smile. He didn't reveal who he was or anything, and it's impossible to see, you know, under this costume of his. But, you know, it led to all kinds of speculation about what this Star Wars Stormtrooper was really doing in downtown Great Barrington. And was he really security for one of the pot shops? So we had a lot of fun with that.
The Empire Strikes Back.
The Empire Strikes Great Barrington is our headline.
All right. Well, that is the BerkshireEdge.com, TheBerkshireEdge.com. We'll speak to you guys again next week.
Yep. Okay.
Well done. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That is this week's edition of the Berkshire Edge On Air. You can find them once again at TheBerkshireEdge.com.